Helicopters hover over the Iraqi capital Baghdad as Iraqi security forces are patrolling the city on the ground in preparation for the parliamentary elections scheduled for April 30th. Despite Iraq's measures to beef up security across the country, citizens say they just don't feel safe.
There are explosions every day, and when I leave my house, I don't know if I will survive or die. But I'm going to vote because I want to try and change this reality.
The surge in violence comes as the Iraqi security forces are battling the terrorist group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or the ISIL, in the Anbar province. The ISIL has also been making a vigorous effort to penetrate the capital. Many believe the ISIL is trying to hinder the upcoming elections.
Threat posed by the ISIL in the flashpoint cities of Fallujah and Ramadi is now creeping towards Baghdad. Iraqi citizens are required to work with security forces to repel this threat.
Baghdad Operations Command says that they have killed and captured several ISIL militants inside Baghdad. They also say they were able to seize 20 bombs. The explosive devices were intended to be used as roadside bombs against the civilian population and military personnel.
There are still bombs every day despite the Iraqi security forces' efforts. But yes, I will go to the polls to try and return safety and stability.
Most Iraqis say despite the security situation, they will go to the polls if it means they can change the situation.
At least one officer usually patrols the streets here in Baghdad, but as elections draw closer, we are seeing entire squads on every corner. The measures to strengthen security by the police and the army is reminiscent of the reality that Iraq still struggles to rid itself of the terrorism that has gave the country a hard time in recent months. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.